Now that we've accessed our client's Divine Soul Blueprint and know who they are at soul level, let's dive into the soul profile. Now, the soul profile section of our session gives us insight as to how congruent to their divine self-expression the client currently is, as well as how aware of themselves they are as a spiritual and divine being. Now, while this section does contain measurements of sorts, this is not about judging the client as being far along or not so far along. You know, they are exactly where they have chosen to be, and wherever they are on their journey is perfect. All right, so we don't want to think of some clients as more evolved and some as less evolved. Yes, we do some measurements, but please let's not get all judgy about where the client is on their path. All right, that's sort of something we want to detach from. You know, what it's really about is validating the client's spiritual development efforts so far and also pointing out their next steps for them. All right, so our clients come to us because they're very invested in their spiritual development. They really want to understand themselves. And there's certain points on our path where we can really get stuck. And sometimes we get clients who have been doing so much work on themselves. They're practically addicted to spiritual and personal development work. And their lives are actually not getting better. In fact, some of their lives are getting worse. And they don't understand why. This is often why they come to us, and there's parts of the soul profile that can really help us, help our clients understand what is missing and what they need to change in order to keep moving forward in their lives towards what they really want. And the biggest part of this is actually the soul vibration rate. So the protocol is really simple. You just want to ask, what is the soul's vibration rate? And usually you'll want to start at 5.0. Is it more than 5.0? And then you can ask, is it 5.5? So I'll talk about that in a second, but usually vibration rates are between 5.0 and 5.9 for our clients. So you can douse through all of those measurements, or you can say, is it more than 5.0? If you get a yes, you can say, is it more than 5.5? If you get a no, then you know it's between those two. So you can kind of shortcut so you don't have to go through every single measurement. Now, remember, we're multidimensional beings, right? With an aspect of ourselves at every dimensional level of existence, and that there's 10 dimensional aspects in total recognized by quantum physics, and that's also the model we use. Remember, our bodies are third dimensional, and our ego and mind is our fourth dimensional aspect, and everything from the fifth dimension upward is what we consider the spiritual realm or the soul, right? Now, measuring a client's soul vibration rate lets us know how self-aware our clients are of themselves as spiritual beings, as well as from what dimensional aspect of themselves they are receiving guidance and inspiration. So essentially, we're looking at which part of the client's soul is their higher self. So our higher self, as we define it in this modality, is the highest vibrational level at which we have awareness of ourselves. So our soul already exists at all dimensional levels, right? So you have a sixth dimensional, seventh dimensional, eighth dimensional aspect and all of that. But here we are in the third dimension and we're embodied. We're in a physical body. So we're not aware of all of those upper dimensional aspects of ourselves. Soul vibration rate tells us what is the highest aspect of ourselves that we are aware of. Just where do we have awareness? And awareness and consciousness are actually two separate things. Consciousness means that we are at choice over it. Awareness is just we're aware. It's kind of like we're aware of the sun rising every morning, right? But we don't make the sun rise. So when we're aware of ourselves, this is the part of us where we receive guidance and inspiration from. That is what we call our higher self. It's really how we self-identify as a spiritual being. It's that part of us that seems to whisper to us and tell us to go here, go there, right? That's where our intuition actually comes from. So it comes from the highest aspect of ourselves of which we have awareness. And for most of our clients, that is between 5.1 and 5.9. So these measurements are actually pretty precise. It's not like we're going to our seventh dimensional aspect, eighth dimensional aspect. I mean, you know, we don't have awareness of those parts of ourselves for the most part while we are incarnated. So a fourth dimensional vibration rate, which does occur, just not usually for our clients, but a fourth dimensional vibration rate would be between 4.0 and 4.9. That means that the higher self is at the same vibrational level as the ego, and that usually means that the client is unable to distinguish between ego and higher self and is fully self-identified as ego. Now, that is actually where most people on the planet are. They're not particularly self-aware of themselves as a spiritual being. They're fully identified with themselves as being mind. And they don't really have that awareness of there's being something beyond the mind that is also who they are. So most of our clients don't present with fourth dimensional vibration rates because they're fully self-identified at the level of ego. Why would they come in to a practice like ours? But just be aware that that's most of the people on the planet, because sometimes one of your clients might bring in a loved one and they might have a vibration rate of like 4.8. That happens. Now, when the client develops awareness of their fifth dimensional aspect, that's when we see a vibration rate of 5.0 or above. So we always measure vibration rates in tenths, so 5.0, 5.1, 5.2. And please understand, there's actually quite a lot of difference with every tenth that we go up, okay? It is impossible for a human being to have a vibration rate lower than 4.0. If you had a third dimensional vibration rate, that would mean there's no thought and there's no mental body. So even someone who's highly reactive and fairly unevolved still has some capacity for thought. That's what distinguishes us as human beings, our ability to think, whether we exercise that ability very much or not, right? Sometimes it's questionable. But for a human being, you're always going to find 4.0 and above at the very least, all right? So you're never going to encounter a soul vibration rate of like 3.8 for any person. Now, a vibration rate of 5.0 is actually considered the beginning of our spiritual path, because now clients realize they're not only ego, but that there's something beyond the ego. They have awareness of themselves as a spiritual being. Now, very, very few people on our planet have awareness of their sixth dimensional aspect. Vibration rates of 6.0 remain very, very rare. And I'll talk about when the shift to a vibration rate of 6.0 happens and what has to happen in real life. But the fifth dimension is all about information. So fifth dimensional clients tend to be spiritual seekers and students. They want to know more about themselves and the universe. So this is our typical client. And most students of soul realignment find their vibration rate between 5.2 and 5.8, because that's where we seek spiritual empowerment and greater self-determination, as well as divine self-expression. So the way our fifth dimensional vibration rate rises is through the development of greater awareness and consciousness of ourselves as a spiritual being. So the more tuned in we are to that aspect of ourselves that is beyond the mind, the more real that gets, the more consciously we access our intuitive resources, the more our vibration rate will rise. So through spiritual practice, meditation practice, all of those spiritual practices, those will cause our fifth dimensional vibration rate to go up, because we have greater consciousness and greater self-awareness. And the thing is, our vibration rate can't go back down. I get asked that a lot. Can our vibration rate fall? No, because you can't undo consciousness and awareness. Once you realize there's a sun in the sky, you can't stop knowing that there's a sun in the sky, right? You kind of know it. Consciousness is one of those funny things. You can't undo it. You really can't. So our consciousness can't be undone. So our fifth dimensional vibration rate can't come back down once we've created a certain amount of consciousness and self-awareness. Now, the sixth dimension, on the other hand, is really different. It's not about information at all. It's about states of being. So while fifth dimensional vibration rates rise with greater consciousness, There's no way of accessing sixth dimensional vibration rates unless we actually put that consciousness into practical action and start doing our divinity. So creating more fifth dimensional consciousness can be a very intellectual exercise. It can be achieved through sitting around and meditating all day. You can't do that anymore if you're going to get to 6.0 and above. There has to be a great deal of implementation of that consciousness. And that's why a lot of our clients, and quite frankly, a lot of students of this modality, are pretty stuck at 5.7, 5.8, because we've developed all this awareness and consciousness. We're not living it. We're not necessarily doing it. And we're not creating results based on living our divinity either, right? So what I really need you to know is someone at the sixth dimensional vibration rate has integrated their divinity into their lifestyle in general, but most especially into how they make a living. The reason I say that is because how we make a living takes up the largest portion of our everyday lives. It really does. It's what we spend 8 to 10 waking hours on. If how we make a living isn't aligned to how we, to our divine self-expression, you know, then we're not doing our divinity because we're spending 10 hours a day, you know, at a cubicle farm hating our lives, right? So you will not find someone at 6.0 who is making a living in a way that is not very much aligned to their divine soul blueprint. But not only that, they will also be creating results. So you're not going to find someone at 6.0 who is broke or who is incredibly time poor, because that's just another way of being broke, right? So if they're working 40, 60, 80 hour weeks and they're tremendously busy, and you know, that's not doing our divinity. That's still living in lack. It's a lack of time versus a lack of money. But you're not going to find people who've gotten to 6.0 or above who are stressed, struggling, not creating results, who are trying to do their divinity in a business, but they're struggling in that business. Mm-mm. So even though what they're trying to do in their business may look like it's aligned to their divine soul blueprint, how they're going about it probably isn't. All right, so don't be fooled. There are real life results that have to be there. Now, the reason I stress this is because we as practitioners like to see our clients as very evolved. We also like to see ourselves as really evolved, okay? Just being honest here. And so please understand what 6.0 looks like in real life. Because as much as we want to encourage our clients and everything, we've also got to be really real with them and with ourselves about where they are. It is going to be incredibly rare, if not, that, you know, you might not ever have a client who's at 6.0. It just depends. And there's no kind of spiritual achiever mode we want to get into, all right? It's not better. These vibration rates are not, one is not better than the other. One is not more evolved than the other. They're just really, really different. And I'll explain in a second why we may not even want a really high vibration rate yet, okay? So I just really want to be clear about where the distinction is, because I've heard from students who are like, I have a client who's at 6.5, but they're broke and struggling. And it's like, they're not. And you really want your clients to be super evolved, and we just have to detach from that. You know, and sometimes we meet someone and we think of them as super evolved, and if we can't detach from our opinion of that person, we come up with like a sky-high vibration rate. So I just want you to always consider the results they are creating and the kinds of choices they are making in their lives. For someone who's 6.0 and above, those choices will be extremely congruent and their results will be incredibly abundant. All right, so six-dimensional vibration rates means people are no longer curiosity-driven either. So they don't come to us because they seek greater self-knowledge. They don't. Like, someone with a six-dimensional vibration rate would never come to you to find out who they are at soul level. They won't come to you just for information. They would sometimes come to us because they have one specific problem that they can't figure out in their lives. But it'll be really specific, because it's not about information anymore. once we get to six dimensional vibration rates, we don't really care about tons of reading, tons of information, tons of study. That all falls away. It is about states of being, which means we're trying to shift our state of being towards something. And if someone with a high vibration rate like that encounters a specific problem, then they might come in. But you'll never find someone who's just sort of vaguely getting information with a vibration rate like that, all right? So that's another point of distinction. Whereas a lot of our clients will come in just because they're curious about themselves or they're seeking greater self-knowledge, which is beautiful, and that's very much in alignment with a fifth dimensional vibration rate. So most of our clients are going to be there. So here are the different vibration rates and what that can look like in real life. So between 5.0 and 5.1, we gain awareness of ourselves as a spiritual being. This is where we're just waking up. We start questioning our own identity as our self-awareness separates from our mind and ego. This is usually where we also start dabbling in spiritual practice and do a lot of reading, and it's like a brand new world out there, right? Now, between 5.2 and 5.3, we've come to the acceptance that we are a spiritual being. We're familiar with that. But now we're searching for greater self-knowledge as well as understanding of the universe and spirit. And we start to understand that, hey, you know, we may be responsible for our own experience. Now, between 5.4 and 5.5, we understand now that we are responsible for our own results. We understand it. We start questioning the structures and models we live and work within. Now, just because we understand that we are responsible, and just because we question, doesn't necessarily mean that we're doing anything different. So there's a lot of people who go around saying, I know I'm the response, like I'm the powerful creator of my own experience, and then they turn around and do victimization and blame in real life. It happens a lot. So understanding responsibility and actually taking responsibility, which happens at the level of action, those are two very different things. And this is actually where things start kind of dividing, all right? Because there's a lot of people who understand but don't do differently. And then there's very few people who understand and take that understanding and put it into action, which is much riskier and much, much harder on us. Not that the actions are hard. It's just that then we have to step out of our comfort zone, and a lot of people just aren't willing to be uncomfortable. Now, between 5.6 and 5.7, we really start desiring to integrate our divine self-expression into everyday life, and especially into how we make a living. So often, this is where practitioners want to start making a living doing what they love, or spiritual seekers start looking at healing modalities or go into coach training, because suddenly just having a job we hate becomes pretty intolerable. But because fifth dimensional vibration rates are about information, usually what we tend to do is we study. We actually get a lot of students into this modality who are at that vibration rate because we realize we have this consciousness of ourselves as a spiritual being, and we know that going to a job we hate every day isn't going to do it. So it's a really beautiful transition where we start going, oh, you know, maybe I could do life differently. And it usually looks like studying and getting ready to shift how we make our living, looking at entrepreneurship perhaps, right? Looking at how do I find clients for this? So that is all very congruent to that vibration rate. We may even have picked a profession and have already studied like a bunch of modalities and stuff like that, but we haven't actually started making a living doing them, but we sure are researching how to do that. Now, between 5.8 and 5.9, we desire freedom to make the choices we want to make so that we can live as divine beings in a human experience. This is actually where things get tricky, because ideally, as we go into upper fifth dimensional vibration rates and we realize we want to express ourselves in the way we make a living and in all aspects of our lives, ideally, we'd start doing it. Ideally, we would take all that studying and learning and growing, and we would put it into action. And by the time we get to 5.8 and 5.9, not only do we have a really great business, but we have expertise that we can now leverage so that just from a purely mechanical perspective, we can give ourselves both money and time by running a business in a really leveraged way. That would be the ideal. This is not what happens. Often what happens is that there's a lot of studying and not a lot of doing, a lot of researching, not a lot of implementation. And then people get to these vibration rates of 5.8 and 5.9, and we develop this desire for freedom. And sometimes that can lead to a lot of irresponsibility. I mean, I've seen people just like quit their day job overnight and be like, universe, catch me. And they make these leaps of faith where they fall down hard, by the way, because the universe is not there to save us from the consequences of our poor choices. Really not, right? And so any irresponsible behavior will come back as a disempowerment. But there's this desire for freedom that can almost look like entitlement for freedom. Because here these people have done a lot of work on themselves, a lot of inner work, a lot of personal transformational work, but they haven't necessarily taken that from the abstract intellectual into the practical. But once they have this consciousness now of what they could be, how free they could be, and if they've studied a lot of entrepreneurship, they really understand what's possible, but they haven't implemented. So now there's this gap between what they know and what they're conscious of and what they've implemented at the third dimensional physical level. And that gap starts getting really, really painful. And there's a sense of entitlement that's like, well, if I just quit my day job, I know that this is just going to work. Right? And they make some really foolish choices, or they get really, really miserable. So it's an interesting time. It can be very, very difficult for people if they have not implemented. Now, if at 5.8, 5.9, people are at a point where they're working 20 hours a week and making, you know, $500,000 a year based on their divine self-expression, they will just slide right on up into vibration rates of 6.0. But if the implementation wasn't there, if the results aren't there, that transition, we're not going to do it. And I'll tell you why in just a second. We're actually not going to allow ourselves into higher vibration rates because it would be terrible for us to go there. So let's talk about that. So the higher the vibration rate is beyond 5.0, the more identified, at least intellectually, the client will be as a spiritual being, as well as to what degree they're expressing their divinity. So vibration rate always lets us know about our client's self-awareness beyond the physical and ego. Now, another thing, please don't get hung up on your own vibration rate or go into spiritual achiever mode. There is no such thing. The rule of thumb is, I always joke, if you feel the need to check your own vibration rate, it's probably not as high as you think, okay? But the reason you find a great number of clients, although not all of them, but a lot of them, with high vibration rates can be quite disempowered at the physical level. So they can be in financial lack, ill health, and experience a lot of dissatisfaction. And here's why. Consciousness creates responsibility as well as power. So those three things go hand in hand. And I always go on about this, and I know it, but it's important. Okay? Consciousness equals power equals responsibility. Those three things are interconnected. If you develop consciousness, you now have the power to act on it because consciousness is our ability to choose. It's not awareness, it's consciousness, right? So consciousness gives us the ability to choose, which gives us power, but also responsibility. Those all go together. So if you know who you are as a divine being, now you have the power to live as the divine being that you are. Guess what comes with that? The responsibility to make those choices. Guess what we don't like? The responsibility. I always joke that responsibility is power's ugly twin. We have to invite them to the party, but we don't like them. But they always go together. So everybody wants the power. Nobody really likes the responsibility, right? So if we become conscious of ourselves as spiritual beings, it is also our responsibility to integrate that consciousness into our lives. Now, unfortunately, so many people develop their consciousness but don't actually change their lives at all. They are the spiritual weekend warriors. A lot of spiritual practice, not a lot of spiritual doing. So the higher our vibration rate, the more responsibility we have to actually do our divinity. And when we don't embrace it, we end up in greater disempowerment. Now, the other problem is that our manifesting abilities go up when our vibration rate goes up, which means that we manifest misalignments and negative consequences in a bigger way when we elevate our consciousness. And this is why we get stuck at certain vibration rates, appropriately so, and won't let ourselves go to 6.0 and above. Because if you're living in misalignment to your divine soul blueprint, I mean, at 5.0, 5.1, it doesn't bother you that much. At 5.8, not only does it bother you, but that misalignment is going to manifest itself as greater lack than it would if your vibration rate is at 5.1. So it's a double-edged sword, this whole developing consciousness thing. I always think consciousness should come with a warning label. Warning, can't be undone. Also, comes with greater power, side effect, comes with greater responsibility, and you can't get out of it. So at the point where we have consciousness of ourselves as a divine being, if we don't implement that, we're actually being irresponsible, right? It's like, you know who you are as a divine being. You know what that would mean at the level of action. And now you're just choosing not to do it. You have the power. You're not taking the responsibility. So that's irresponsible, right? That always translates into disempowerment. So it is not uncommon for people who are like at 5.5, 5.6, right? Now they've got that self-awareness. They really want to change their lives. They're too afraid. And they're very uncomfortable because they're afraid of actually doing something different. The way they now try to transcend that discomfort is by doing more spiritual studies, by doing more spiritual development work. So now their consciousness goes up, but now they're still really, really afraid of doing, and even worse, they've given themselves more power, more responsibility. Now they're still not acting on it. They actually start manifesting that misalignment in a bigger way. Their lives get worse. They go into bigger levels of lack. And then what do? They run back into the spiritual development world to try to fix it, and they still evolve their consciousness, and life gets even worse for them. So it's this like divide that happens. And we see that a lot in our clients. So understand that at times you'll have clients who are pretty darn miserable in their lives, and they're at 5.8, and they are still looking for greater awareness, consciousness, and knowledge. And this is where you can serve them and be like, you got to do it. You have to live this stuff. And that's why I'm so passionate about the work we do and what this modality has to offer, because this is about spiritual development put into action in order to actually create abundant results. That's why we came here, right? To live our divinity in our humanity. Well, our humanity is third dimensional, so we got to put it into action. If we don't, not only are we going to get stuck at a vibration rate of about 5.8, usually that's where people get really, really stuck, and they can be there for the rest of their lives. But also, they'll exhibit more and more lack, even though they're doing more and more spiritual development work. And the more they increase their consciousness, the more lack they create, because they're not taking that consciousness and putting it into practice. So you can really stress to them the importance of actually doing. And how if they change what they're doing, if they're changing their lives, how they make a living, how they're interacting with their family, right? All of that, if you can help them understand their positive patterns of choice that are actually an expression of their divine soul blueprint, and they start implementing, their lives can just blossom. I mean, it's amazing, because at a really high vibration rate, we manifest very quickly and very loudly. Right? And so if we've got that high vibration rate, and now you change your actions and you come into aligned choices, right, that reflect your divine soul blueprints, like boom, results, and really great results. So we can make a huge impact for those people. But also, if we get clients at 5.4, 5.5, we can tell them, look, if you don't start implementing this stuff, you're going to get yourself into trouble. And that's what makes it so valuable to tune into our client's soul vibration rate. So we really have an understanding of their self-awareness, but we also know what that means for how they're going to continue on their spiritual path.